Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. The wave of Democratic election victories on Tuesday could spell some trouble for Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan in his reelection bid next year.
Political science professor Todd Eberle says Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has to hope this is a Democratic wave that's cresting.
Not a Democratic wave that has only begun to build.
Eberle says Hogan's reelection campaign has been based on the premise of
don't vote party, vote for me, Larry Hogan.
But if opposition to President Donald Trump continues to grow, Eberle says it will be hard for Hogan to make the case that people should vote for him based on his record.
And not based on this motivation to push back against Trump and Trumpism.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam is laying out his agenda for when he takes office in January. Northam says he'll focus on things like economic improvement in rural Virginia, fighting the opioid crisis, promoting diversity, and expanding access to health care. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch has decided not to intervene in a federal case about the constitutionality of the so-called Peace Cross in Bladensburg, despite a directive to do so from the governor. And Frosch's action has drawn criticism from Larry Hogan. The governor wants the attorney general to file an amicus brief in the case, but Frosch says this is not the appropriate time in the appellate process to file such a brief. There is a new forecast for what the Republican tax reform plan could mean for the U.S. economy.
A new report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that the Republican tax plan would add $1.7 trillion to the federal deficit over the next decade, higher than initially projected.
Correspondent Suzanne Malvo. Maryland state highway officials say they have made a number of improvements in the way the state handles snow removal. They've made changes, officials say, to get more information to drivers, clear the roads more efficiently, and limit the use of road salt. And they say the state highway administration is trying to be prepared for the worst-case storm scenario. Craft beer could be a much bigger industry in Maryland than it is now, says a task force assembled by the Maryland State Controller. But the state keeps getting in the way, says Len Foxwell, the controller's chief of staff.
The current regulatory and statutory framework has had negative consequences on this industry. It has stood in the way of Maryland craft beer's growth.
The task force found that while there are nearly four times as many breweries in Maryland now compared to 2010, the state ranks poorly compared to its neighboring states in craft beer jobs and per capita economic impact. Former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is expressing concern about the potential legal exposure of his son, who, like his father, is under scrutiny by Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Flynn Jr., he served as his father's chief of staff. He was a top aide, actively involved in his father's consulting and lobbying work at their firm, which was known as the Flynn Intel Group. And that included joining his father on some overseas trips, one of which was to Moscow in 2015, December, when Flynn dined with Vladimir Putin. This was at a gala held by RT, the Russian television network.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. Every public four-year college and university in Virginia is going to participate in a program that's aimed at helping thousands of high school students apply to college. During Virginia College Application Week, which starts next Monday, participating students are encouraged to submit at least one college application. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,563, the NASDAQ at 67,89. Sports, the Wizards were idle. They host the Lakers tonight. The Caps had the night off. They're back in action tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hello, 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 are you listening?
Mark Levin.
I am the people's host. I take more calls than any other host.
Weeknights at 6.
That's right.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Brakes members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. We've been struggling here with this tractor-trailer incident, but some progress. Looks like everything now to the shoulder. Northbound 95 as you come up to 234 in Dumfries. However, still a lot of activity with the flashing lights. Arrow board is there as well. So as you head north out of Aquia, delays. Now, we had a crash in the backups. Crews are saying looks like they'll be able to get that to the shoulder quickly. 66 heavy most of the way, Manassas toward 123 from the earlier crash. That is now out of the travel lanes. Beltway, pretty normal delays. Topside just before you get to 95 and around to Georgia Avenue with the lineup. Same story to the Wilson Bridge. If you're leaving Maryland into Virginia, your delays beginning before St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway, it's just been about the stop and go. I haven't had any incidents for you this morning, but get ready from Silver Hill Road past Alabama Avenue if you're trying to get up toward 295. And good news, Southeast Southwest Freeway looks at a pretty decent pace in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy, 52. Tonight, 37. Becoming quite windy tomorrow with sunshine, 41. We could dip down into the 20s tomorrow night. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Alexandria, 41 in Damascus, 46 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Senate Republicans are set to release their own tax plan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM
630. All right. 7:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Mornings on the Mall moves along this morning, 8:15. We'll be joined by Steve Moore, behind the scenes negotiating on that tax plan. We'll get the latest of what's popped out from it. All ahead. Vince Colonna is here with Mary Walter.
Joining us now is Corey Stewart. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia, the former state chair for President Trump and at-large Board of County Supervisors chair of Prince William. A lot of hats Corey Stewart wears. Corey, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, great to be on the show.
All right, so we know what happened yesterday in Virginia. We'd love to hear why you think things shook out the way they did. It was a big loss for Gillespie.
Well, he played it way too cautiously. He played a typical establishment Republican campaign. And what I mean by that is he ran the campaign just the way that Republicans have been running campaigns for the past, 40 years. Nothing new. He avoided the president. He avoided, contentious issues. And he failed to go, right for the jugular of the Democrats, which he should have done much more aggressively.
Now, I'm curious, there's a lot of debate right now of whether or not you need to be more Trumpy or less Trumpy, basically, in order to win in Virginia, especially because demographics have changed dramatically over the past few years. You're getting a lot more minority voters, especially in Loudoun County. Suddenly the state seems bluer and bluer and bluer. How does somebody who becomes more conservative win in the state?
Well, that's what the mainstream media likes to say, and the Democrats and establishment Republicans. You don't win elections, and I know this because I've been elected four times in the second largest county in the state, and I've got big name recognition, and I'm one of the most conservative politicians in Virginia. So the way you do it. Yes, you've got to focus on the key issues that people are concerned about, education, transportation, the economy, and all those things. You really do have to say that. But at the same time, you don't shy away. When somebody asks you a question about illegal immigration, you don't try to, do a half measure. You don't try to say, well, maybe a little bit of this, but it was too tepid. Ed would not fully embrace the president's message on illegal immigration. And whether you're white, black, Hispanic, or even a Republican or a Democrat, people believe that if somebody's here illegally and they commit a crime, they should be deported. Don't make any apologies for it. Go after it. And when the Democrats made a mistake, like they did with the Latino Victory Fund ad, the truck driver, the guy in the pickup truck trying to run down little kids, you need to exploit that big time. And Ed barely even touched it. Those are some of the mistakes that he made.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of gets to something I think important when it comes to temperament of our politicians and how they run for office. Because if you're tepid in any way, or if you kind of take a half measure in any way, or if you try to create some strategic distance from Trump, for instance, voters can sense that. They realize that you're trying to kind of get the best of both worlds. And my view, and I think it is yours, Corey, is that if you're going to pick something, go with it and go with it forcefully.
Yeah, because look, you know, everybody can see right through it. Ed was fooling nobody. And the most importantly, your base, the base has to get out. The Democratic base came out. Where was the Republican base? They stayed at home. We know that because of the differential between the votes that Jill Vogel, who embraced the base, who embraced Donald Trump, 55,000 more votes for Jill Vogel. Why? Because the base in Southwest Virginia, Western Virginia, but not just that, but even in Northern Virginia, a lot of them stayed home when it came to Ed, but they liked Jill, and that's why she had so many more votes.
Yeah, and you have actually called for a new Republican leadership in Virginia. Why?
Well, look, I mean, you got to thank people who, these are voluntary positions. John Whitbeck has been there for a while, but it is time. The base does not like him. He's pretty much insinuated that the president was racist, that I'm a racist, that all of our supporters are racist, you know, for wanting to crack down on illegal immigration, for wanting to preserve our monuments and so forth. There's just too much bad blood. We cannot proceed forward. I'm going to have the biggest race, the most important race of Virginia next year. I've got to have a chairman of the party who I can work with.
Corey, do you think that what's your sense in terms of your placement in this race? Do you expect competition for the seat?
Not seriously, not very much at this point. I mean, you know, everybody knows it's going to be a very tough race. I've got the most name recognition. I'm the most closely aligned. You know, Steve Bannon is, I have become closer. I'm very close to the president. We're going to secure this nomination without too much trouble, I think.
Can you tell me more about those relationships? Has Steve Bannon promised to both support you and to commit whatever financial resources he has?
He hasn't made any promises, but, you know, as you can probably tell from the, you know, recent news reports, you know, we are getting closer and closer. I do respect him very much, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get quite a lot of national support from conservatives across the country.
When will you know something like that?
A lot of it's going to depend upon us. I mean, you know, we've got to show some ability here in Virginia, and we've got to show some hope. I mean, Ed got blown out by 9 points. That doesn't help me next year. We've got to show that we're going to be running a different kind of race, that we're getting support. I've already proven it to some extent here by, you know, my base in Prince William County. But a lot of things are outside of my control as well. We just got to see what happens.
So Bannon wants some proof in the numbers that this is a viable candidacy.
Well, I can't speak for him. We haven't had that discussion. But, it's just kind of common sense that if national Republicans, national conservatives are going to get behind my race in 2018, they're going to need to show some viability.
What about President Trump? You said you have a good relationship with him. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, clearly, you know, we're aligned on the issues. There are some differences, as you know, but there is going to be coordination and cooperation there. I support his agenda. I support the tax cut. I support everything he's trying to do to bring back the economy, and the economy in Virginia is frankly pretty poor.
Are you satisfied with the tax cut package as it exists in the House right now?
No, I don't like it the way it is. I mean, I'd vote for it the way it is. It's better than nothing, but, you know, it does punish. Especially has a big impact on Northern Virginia, Northern Virginians, because of the elimination or the cap on mortgage interest deduction, the elimination of the deduction for state and local taxes. All that's going to, you know, hurt. Now the reduction in the rates and the consolidation of the rates, that will help to some extent, but there are going to be a lot of Northern Virginians who would be negatively impacted unless the bill is modified.
Corey, we talk about the division in the Democrat Party. We're seeing a lot of that, but do you see upheaval in the Republican Party between the establishment and the Trump supporters?
Well, I think that upheaval has already happened. I mean, for the most part, the establishment, the death rattle is here. It's, you know, the establishment is just recognized. Now, a lot of people who used to be part of the establishment or considered part of the establishment have, you know, realized that we can't go back to the way it was. You know, the party of Mitt Romney and George Bush is over. The party of Donald Trump is here. There's a reason for this. Donald Trump embraced working people's, you know, issues on illegal immigration and on international trade. You can't go back to the way it was. There's only one way forward, and that's the future.
Absolutely. Corey Stewart, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia.
It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5. Let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia 66. Yes, we did have an earlier crash prior to the Beltway near 123, but it's been cleared. We have the stop and go now most of the way. As you come out of Manassas toward that point, at very little break. So just so you're prepared as you make your early travels here. Now on Interstate 95 in Dumfries, been the long-standing tractor-trailer problem on the right shoulder now. No longer have the right lane blocked, but boy, big delays as you head north out of Aquia. We did have a crash in the backups in Quantico, but that's been cleared. Now for 395, here we go. From the Beltway, seeing those delays just after Edsel Road to King Street, and then again at the 14th Street Bridge. No problems to report on the way to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland before St. B, that would be St. Barnabas Road. Over at the American Legion Bridge, moving well in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cloudy skies today, a high of 52 degrees. Tonight, some clouds early will give way to generally clear conditions overnight with a low of 37 degrees. Then get ready for some coldness Friday. There will be a high of 41. Yes, the skies will be sunny, but it's going to be cold. And then Friday night, clear and cold with lows in the lower 20s. I kid you not. Right now in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 716 on WMAL.
Everything we do.
It's not just leaves that are falling these days. So are the prices on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. For a limited time, take advantage of their lowest prices of the year. Visit longfence.com today.
Well, Donna Brazile continues the book tour. Her book is sold out on Amazon. Did you realize that? Sold out. They have to reorder it. I think a lot of Trump supporters are buying that book right now.
I was just going to say it's because Trump supporters are buying the book.
Trying
that's
to
why.
Get to the bottom of what the heck is going on inside the Democratic Party.
Oh,
all this, these allegations that things were, in her words, not rigged, but just, you know, unfair on behalf of Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. So this is an interview I was looking forward to, and I'm glad it took place. Donna Brazile sat down with Tucker Carlson last night on the Fox News Channel. And at the center of all of this is how can Donna accuse the Democratic Party of being unfair towards Bernie Sanders in support of Hillary Clinton when she herself leaked debate questions to Hillary Clinton in order to take on Bernie Sanders? Well, Tucker tried to get to the bottom of it. Here he goes.
They've come after you and said, look, it's a little much for you to criticize the DNC for colluding with the Hillary campaign when you conceded that you leaked questions to the Hillary campaign during a CNN town hall, before a CNN town hall. My question when I'm reading this is, did no one at CNN know that happened? Did they really learn for the first time when they read your book? How could they have not have known that?
So the answer to that question, which I'm about to play for you, is important because she went on The View earlier this week and was asked that directly, yes or no, did you leak the questions? Well, apparently when you work in political communications, you don't answer the question at all. When you are given a binary question, your job is to not answer it. And she didn't earlier this week. Now let's see how she did it with Tucker.
Well, Tucker, I surely hope everyone will now go out and buy the book. It's called Hacks, The Inside Story.
Plug the book.
There was a question though. Nobody at CNN know that you did that? You apparently got them from...
Oh, no, Tucker, you cannot put words in my mouth.
I'm just asking.
I got on some lipstick from Fox, but that has not forced me to not stand my ground.
Oh, answer the question.
I said
no, but it's not your ground. I'm asking about CNN. You then worked?
Well...
on their air, they're mad at you, obviously.
No,
but did they know that you leaked these questions? Really simple question.
You know, Tucker, I said last year.
Sounds like they did.
No, Tucker, don't try to put words in my mouth.
Okay, wait, let me just pause for a second. I don't know how many seconds we are into that answer. It's like, what, 30, 40 seconds now? And we still don't have an answer. Donna, please give us something.
I said last year that CNN never provided us with any questions. CNN never gave us anything in advance. What I did say, and what I've said in the future, in the past, and what I said in this book, is that I, as an officer of the DNC, and I know WikiLeaks gave everybody, you know, certain questions and certain emails, but as an officer in the DNC, I sought to expand the number of debates, and I wanted to make sure that we had diverse voices, and we covered issues that had not been discussed in previous debates.
Okay. So far, no answer. I mean, this is, they should put her on the floor of the Senate and have her filibuster literally everything for the Democratic Party.
Just ask her a yes or no question. Just bring She'll go on for days.
Like, Donna, is it warm outside? Well, let me just say, as the head of the Democratic Party, I had to establish things like temperature a long time ago. So again, let's see if she gets any closer.
And so, what I did, give me one more second, and I know it's your show. I'm not trying to take over. But what I saw,
yes or no?
You don't, Tucker, I know you too well. What I sought to do, Tucker, was to ensure that we had these issues on the table.
It's not an answer.
And I made sure that our candidates, I didn't want them blindsided. That's what I admitted to. That's what I, look, what WikiLeaks put
that's,
out.
That's the greatest spin I've ever heard. I didn't want them blindsided. Hey. That's so good. You should do this for a living. That's all. That is hilarious.
So I guess we finally got there. I guess she admitted that she gave the question because she didn't want Hillary Clinton blindsided.
She took the great circle route to get there. But yeah, I didn't want our candidate. But she admitted, I didn't want our candidate to be blindsided. In other words, admitting that Hillary was already the candidate. Yeah. Bernie didn't have a chance.
Holy crap. That was 2 minutes. That was 2 minutes and 6 seconds of nonsense.
And I think you talk a lot sometimes.
I know. I know.
I'd love to see you and Donna go out.
I wonder. At least I get to the point. And then...
or so you
and
think.
This is, and this is... shut up, Mary. And then the end of this Tucker interview. Listen to this.
Everyone who has said, Donna's making money. Well, first of all, that's a good thing because Donna got a lot of mouths to feed.
But oh, yeah.
People are just questioning why Donna would write her book because Donna likes to write. Please read the book. This is a great book. A wonderful
I believe Amazon
Christmas.
Has sold out of it,
well,
but I'm sure they're furiously
the
restocking.
Tucker, you and I got to go fishing, but I have a recipe that I think will make your tummy feel really good.
Okay. Whatever, Donna.
That was phenomenal. We could have played circus music under that whole thing.
Apparently, buy her book. It's the only place you can get answers. 722 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Columbia or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's that season again. Get a head start on Black Friday at Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Because long before the hunt, there was a gift that started it all. Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Your one stop before the field. Save $100 on Smith & Wesson M&P Shield pistols, plus receive $75 in Cabela's bucks. Save 20% on all Kent shotshells and 40% off Cabela's 10-point series camo. Plus, enjoy 14 days of incredible daily deals. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com. to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Easy as pie. Down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you got to take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist, 777. That means you can call on Snell's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained. And Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, appreciate it, Vince. Let's go on the Beltway, Virginia. As you come off of 95, right as you merge on, that's where you're seeing the delays stop and go over toward 236 in Annandale. However, along the left side near Oak Braddock Road, have the accident activity beyond 66 to the Legion Bridge slowing. Let's go Maryland on 270. We've had the rain really slowing us still through Urbana, Hyattstown as you push south of Clarksburg now most of the way on 2 to 270 spur, but nothing in the way. Let's go Columbia southbound on 29 to make that exit onto 32. That's where we had the crash and 32 was slow as well. So still watch for a bunch of flashing lights. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway getting through Jessup right now, the struggle is going to be southbound 295 BW Parkway at 175, and I'm looking at delays in each direction there for you. Update is now sponsored by GEHA. Now with GEHA Connection Dental Federal, you get coverage made for you. A plan with no deductible, no waiting period for most procedures. Sign up at GEHADental.com/2018. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Colder air on the move. Gusty winds kicking up also as we head through the next couple of days. A lot of cloud in this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, about 52. Down into the upper 30s overnight tonight. The wind will start to pick up. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow on a high of only 41. For the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
46 degrees, 726. Okay. So we told you yesterday is the Scream Helplessly at the Sky Day for the poor liberals that are upset. They're upset about President Trump being elected a year ago yesterday. And remember, he won overnight. It was into the wee hours of the morning. We had to find out. People were waiting, staying up, watching the election results. So yesterday in Washington Square Park in New York City, this is actually the sound that took place last night. Hey, but you guys won in Virginia and New Jersey. You have a new governor. There's drums. Man. Listen to them. Oh, man. Now, by the way, there was one guy who we've isolated. Apparently, he was really into this. Let's hear him. Imagine when he comes up from the basement this morning and sees his parents. And they're like, honey, what did you do last night? Why were you out so late? And he's like, I just had an event. I was screaming. What happened to your voice?
You mean when he wakes up at noon and comes upstairs? Do you wonder how many of those people actually passed out because they screamed so much they didn't get enough oxygen and passed out?
Yeah, when do they have time to raise money for their World of Warcraft subscriptions? 728 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about a great opportunity that my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams just told me about. Imagine owning or investing in your very own weekend getaway destination with sunshine, relaxation, water recreation, and spectacular views. is nestled along the Potomac River. Welcome to Colonial Beach luxury condominium living at its best. Conveniently located on the boardwalk in the quaint golf cart community of Colonial Beach, Colonial Beach luxury condos have the latest amenities you expect. This can be your very own getaway. Plus, the investment potential can be endless, such as Airbnb, a vacation rental, tax benefits, as well as a solid long-term investment. This is what you've been waiting for. Colonial Beach luxury waterfront condo living. There's a limited number of units available, so call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to colonialbeachluxury.com. That's colonialbeachluxury.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Well, there's a new there's a new dietary product that's going to have you screaming helplessly at the sky. We'll tell you about it. And then Rand Paul's injuries, not what they seem. The story is ever shifting. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. President Trump is lavishing praise on China for the very trade practices he once blasted as unfair.
I don't blame China. After all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit.
Mr. Trump spoke today during a joint news conference with Chinese President Xi Jinping. His next stop will be in Vietnam, where Mr. Trump may be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said they will have a meeting, the presidents will, if they can agree to a matters of substance. Syria, of course, on the list, the Middle East on the list. I asked Secretary Tillerson if Russian meddling is also on that list. He says that stays on the list of possible topics if President Trump and President Putin meet on Thursday in Vietnam.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Some people saw the Democratic election victories Tuesday as a voter repudiation of Donald Trump. Political scientist Todd Eberle says if that's true, could be bad news for Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan and his 2018 reelection bid.
Donald Trump is going to be, in many respects, the unnamed person on the ballot in 2018. So link Hogan to Trump, or just remind voters of Trump at every possible turn, is certainly going to be the game that they play.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,563. The NASDAQ at 67,89. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Wizards host the Lakers tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. With caring pharmacists, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. Where is it convenient? And where do I matter? At Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here.
A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and heading through town, D.C. police are aware of a lot of signals that are out at 4th, 5th, 6th Street and Northeast Hay Street. And they are dealing with a Pepco outage. So if you come to those intersections that are dark before police can direct, you know what to do. Treat as a four-way stop. Let your neighbors through as well. Now, out to the roads on the Beltway on the outer loop, topside Maryland. Your delays are beginning before 95 this morning, almost back at Route 1 to Georgia Avenue with that solid lineup near the ICC on 95. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're bunched up in Jessup each direction. Had the crash southbound near 175. On 29, trying to get through Columbia, still dealing with a lot of volume to get to the exit for 32 where we had the crash. Now, Virginia, 66. Still the long go here, Manassas toward 123. That's where we had the earlier crash. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move, gusty winds kicking up also as we head through the next couple of days. A lot of cloud in this morning, cloudy this afternoon, about 52. Down into the upper 30s overnight tonight, the wind will start to pick up. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow on a high of only 41. From the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Centerville, 41 in Olney, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Joining us at 8:15, Steve Moore. We're going to talk to him about that tax bill and what's happening to it and when we can hopefully see it. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Hi. Ranch dressing, what a blessing. Ranch dressing, stop your stressing. Redneck du jour every day.
Of course there's a ranch dressing song. You know, you can now buy a keg of the stuff. You're thinking to yourself, well, Vince, that's just for restaurants. They're the only ones who would want a keg of ranch dressing. No, you're wrong. If you don't think you're, if you're not the type of person who's excited that a keg of ranch dressing exists, you definitely know somebody who would be excited. So if you're like trying to find that special gift for that special someone, you don't know who to shop for and how to buy it for them. Well, I'll tell you, maybe a keg of ranch dressing is in their future. That's right. Hidden Valley Ranch, which prides itself in its ranch dressing, recently announced they are releasing a ranch keg, a 5-liter of their iconic ranch dressing. It equals about a year's supply of ranch dressing available in keg form. It retails for $50. So that's a keg of ranch. I haven't done the conversion yet to figure, like you do in the grocery store, you see what's cheaper by the ounce. I'm going to go ahead, maybe assume the keg is. For $50, you get this 5 liters of ranch dressing, and it's now available for pre-order. So if you want to beat the rush, you can pre-order your ranch dressing in a keg. Do people really eat this much ranch dressing?
I worked with someone who ate that much ranch dressing and went out to lunch twice with this person. Both times this person ordered fried zucchini strips with two bowls of ranch dressing. It was an appetizer. Two bowls of ranch dressing.
Yes.
I have to tell you, it was disgusting to watch. It was absolutely just the fried zucchini strips were just a vehicle to get the ranch dressing into his gullet, as opposed to a spoon. I mean, you just could have used a spoon.
Well, ranch is pretty good. Ranch with onion rings? Have you ever had that? Onion rings and ranch dressing. Divine. Divine.
The greatest. I'm a ketchup girl with my onion rings.
Excellent. So good. Huge. meanwhile, Hidden Valley has other options as well. Again, the keg is priced at $50, currently available for pre-order to ship out on December 11th, just in time for the holidays. But also, if you want a ranch centerpiece of some kind for your holiday parties, you can opt to purchase the, quote, Holiday Ranch Fountain with Skirt. The Holiday Ranch Fountain.
Yeah.
It's like a... Like, what do they call those things with the chocolate all over?
Yeah, like a chocolate fountain. Yeah. This is a ranch fountain.
Right,
same
but
thing.
Fondue. Yeah, yeah, it's like, but ranch dew or whatever.
I do not understand any of this at all. Like, I don't get it at all. Like, I like ranch dressing, but it's not. I'm not one of these people who's buying a keg of ranch dressing. Or they have T-shirts, they have sweatshirts. They have a holiday product line with a sweatshirt that says ranch on it.
Oh, see now, okay. So somebody's done the conversion here. Remember, I was saying that it might be cheap to buy the keg. It's not. That's overpriced to pay $50 for the 5 liter. Because at Walmart, you can buy a 20-ounce bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch, and that's just $3.99, which means that the conversion comes out to, if you were to buy 5 liters worth of that, about $34.
But does that last a year? Because this keg has a special coating inside that meets FDA specifications and keeps the ranch dressing tasting fresh.
It is premium technology to enclose your ranch in preservation.
So think about the amount of ranch dressing you throw out because you don't use the entire bottle, right? And so if you buy a 20-ounce bottle and you don't, like, I would never use a 20-ounce bottle of ranch dressing in a year, of any dressing in a year.
What a power move it would be, like, if everyone's having salad at dinner. Like, you know, a bunch of company over, everybody's having salad, they all have various dressings, like their frou-frou dressing, whatever it is, you know, their spring apricot, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you come out with your keg. You just roll the keg out, you're like, excuse me, and you're like just rolling the keg out on a table, and then you like dump ranch right on the salad. That's a power move.
Yeah.
You'll sit at the head of the table the rest of your life.
I mean,
if you
could technically roll this, but I don't think you need a dolly for it. So it's not like you have to bring it out like on a cart, you know, like some kind of Roman statue. You don't have to do that with it.
I'd be so proud of it, though.
Do you eat that much ranch?
You have to really buy into it. I mean, if you're pro ranch, you have to go all the way. You know,
apparently people are because it's available for pre-order. And as I said, that you can get Hidden Valley Ranch socks, you can get slippers, you can get a sweatshirt, all these things that you were talking about, like you were saying, the fountain that comes with a holiday skirt, as you said, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it's not. Well, it is a holiday skirt with all of the different ranch, Hidden Valley Ranch products on it. These people have taken one item, one salad dressing, and they have managed to market this into probably a billion-dollar empire.
Well, I gotta say,
one dressing.
Here's the only problem with ranch dressing at home. Okay, to establish this, if you get a bottle of that stuff, the lid is always too wide, and you always get way too much ranch when you pour it out. Like, it comes out wide; it doesn't come out like in a small drizzle. Like, you can't apportion it. You end up with too much. That's the problem with ranch at home. You need to go to ranch. You need to get ranch dressing at a buffet where, for some reason, it's watered down. I don't know what they do at these buffets, but it's always really thin. You know, it's like water, and then you pour it all over your salad, and then that works. But for some reason, I feel like the keg is just, it's kind of overkill.
No, apparently there's no such thing as overkill with these people who like the ranch dressing. As I said, I've watched someone who loves ranch dressing consume it like applesauce. I mean, this person just, I just want to say,
an appetizer.
Really just here, have a spoon. It just, and I have to tell you, if you're not one of those people who eats ranch dressing like that, it's somewhat disgusting to watch because it gets on their face and it's on the hands and it's dripping down because they're trying to use another food product to get it into their bellies without just using a spoon. Because they don't want to use just a spoon because that would be gauche. So they want to use some kind of food product as a conveyor belt instead.
All I'm saying is if you were curious about what to get your Secret Santa, I have your answer. Just make sure to bring giant carrots as well.
How many kegs would you like?
Just three. That's all. 743 on WMAL.
Ranch dressing, what a blessing. Ranch dressing, stop your stressing.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, as you come out of Springfield, here's what's going on. I'm watching this. It looks like not a box truck, small bus, limping over to the left shoulder. And here comes the VDOT truck to get the arrow board up here. So inner loop, right as you merge off of 95 before you get to Braddock Road, that's we're focusing on the delays there. In the district, they're dealing with a power outage. Pepco technicians are aware of this, as is the DDOT and crews, mostly along 4th, 5th, 6th Street, K Street. So that's where they intersect in Northeast. So if you come to any of those intersections that are dark, please treat it as a four-way stop. And police are trying to direct through as many of those dark intersections as possible. I know it's going to be a little frustrating for all, but no, they're dealing with it. On the top side of the Beltway, Maryland delays just as you pass Route 1 and around to Georgia Avenue. Columbia getting a little bit better, at least on 29, where we had the crash southbound toward the exit for 32. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big front coming in. Coldest air of the season easily. Daytime high some 20 degrees below average by Friday. Clouds in this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon, 52. Tonight, down into the upper 30s, suburbs colder. It'll start becoming a little bit breezy. Sunny, windy, and cold on Friday in the low 40s. Saturday, low 40s. Sunday, back to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
46 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
I have an update for you on Rand Paul. You know, he was attacked by his neighbor, and he was on his lawnmower, the neighbor, and he had headphones on. So the neighbor came up behind him, tackled him. Rand Paul goes flying off the lawnmower.
Sounds like a terrible neighbor.
And now he has six broken ribs, not five, six, and new x-rays show a pleural effusion, which is fluid outside your lungs between the pleura and the lungs, which is the coating on the outside there, from what I understand. It's fluid between the layers of the pleura outside the lungs. So if you have people who have heart failure, sometimes they can't breathe. It's because of the buildup of the fluid. So anyway, according to Newsweek, Newsweek has an interesting piece here, and they talk about this fight. They've apparently been talking to people in the neighborhood. So it's a fight between Rene Boucher, who is the guy who, the neighbor who attacked Rand Paul, no question about that. Now, they're saying, all along, Boucher has been saying it's not about politics, but it was a regrettable dispute between two neighbors over a matter that most people would regard as trivial, but that's all we know. Well, inside the gated community, according to Newsweek, apparently Rand Paul's the bad guy in this soap opera. It's an HOA, a homeowners association, so they have all sorts of rules made up by people who were never picked for the dodgeball team. And the neighbors say that these two have been fighting for years over plants, leaves, and yard waste. Apparently, according to the New York Times, Rand Paul grows pumpkins. He has a compost pile. They're on his property.
Oh, man.
But he does not show a whole lot of respect for the HOA rules.
Regarding pumpkins.
I don't know. According to the developer of the subdivision, Jim Skaggs, Rand Paul was probably the hardest person to encourage to follow the regulations of anyone out here because he has a strong belief in property rights. He wanted to actually own the property rights and build any kind of house he wanted. He didn't end up doing that, but it was a struggle.
Is that so much to ask? Is that if you own property that you'd be allowed to do what you want with it?
Well, then don't move into an HOA. So he backs up what neighbors are saying, that the fight was not about politics, even though the other guy is a registered Democrat and Paul obviously being a libertarian as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So this is apparently, we're finding out more that it's not what it seems. And Rand Paul may be the bad guy here who has just driven his neighbor to madness. Over compost.
This neighbor, by the way, I think you said Renee Boucher. My sense of this, if I'm guessing correctly, is that it might be Boucher because, and I only say that because Bobby Boucher from The Waterboy is where I learned that name in the first place.
Okay, well there, thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't even know if that's right. I don't know if that's a joke from Adam Sandler or if that's the real name. Anyway, Renee Boucher, who apparently is a guy. There's a lot of mysteries to this. But his neighbors are going crazy about it. I love that his neighbors attacked, like, are on the warpath on behalf of Rand Paul. They're, like, speaking to every conservative outlet now. Like, everybody's on the record. They're like, there was no landscaping dispute. This is fake news. Fake news.
Yeah, I'm curious to find out what this is about because nobody's talking. This is all Newsweek is now inside the gated community trying to find out what this is really about.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
But I find this totally believable because if you've ever, and I've never lived in an HOA, even in areas where you don't have those, these disputes crop up all the time. All the time. 750 on WMAL.
You've heard about the deep discounts from Long Fence, but now you can really score big with the lowest prices of the year. All fences, decks, and pavers are now even more affordable. Visit longfence.com today.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest GigSpeed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. See us for financing and saving details.
Z93.
7:53, time to check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk and Kate Rogers. Good morning, Kate.
Hey there, good morning to you. The major indices eked out record highs yesterday. Futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street this morning. Kohl's just reported a soft quarter, and shares are down 8% in pre-market trading right now. Also just out, Norwegian Cruise Line had better results than Wall Street was expecting. Walmart says some Black Friday deals are online today. This year, it will not have wristbands for people lined up outside of its stores trying to get limited, super discounted items. Thanksgiving is just 2 weeks from today, and retail turkey prices peak for the year next week. But the USDA says wholesale whole turkey prices have been lower than last year on a large supply. And IKEA is ramping up for the holidays with a hiring event at most stores around the U.S. today. Matchbox cars, Wiffle Ball, and the Magic 8 Ball are some of the finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame this year. Last year, Dungeons & Dragons and Little People were inducted. Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMBC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it had to be UMBC.
With an affordable quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career, like Shatasha Smith. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, I think I said this early this morning. Holy moly. And that was for all the activity on 95 Virginia northbound in Dumfries, which has been cleared and the pace was getting better. Now it's southbound 95 in Dumfries right near, in fact, where 234 merges onto 95. It is shut down. We have an overturned tractor trailer and it looks like a lot of debris from the truck as well on the interstate. So what they're doing right now, everyone's going to be diverted off of I-95 prior to getting to 234. So get ready for coming through Woodbridge and into Dumfries. This will take a while with the tractor trailer on its side. All right, elsewhere, no major drama on Maryland's 95. It's south of the ICC, the volume down to the Beltway. Had the earlier accident BW Parkway near 175. That had been cleared. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Change can be good. This change you may not like. It is for the colder. Keep the clouds around today and make it up to 52. Then down to 37 tonight. Only 41 with a gusty wind for tomorrow. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 46 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-8830 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-8830 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-613-8830. That's 800-613-8830 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, parents spending thousands of dollars and hours in the car for kids to play travel sports. How local leagues are cashing in big time. Plus, we're giving away Lord tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
TGIT tonight. You're invited to the party 14 years in the making.
Hey, you're just in time for the champagne. Wait for it.
Woo! Grey's Anatomy celebrates its 300th episode with a blast from the past.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing? George and Christina.
What? Then it's a scandal wedding, but the bride is MIA.
She's not here. She ran.
And How to Get Away with Murder reaches maximum insanity.
Come on, let's get crazy together.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC7. A burglar could easily get the keys to your home using a smartphone.
Have you checked to see if they work?
Seven on Your Side got the keys to her home and others without ever taking their keys. See how in Easy Entry. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
Well, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
You know, remember that tax bill? We were all going to get tax breaks and we're all going to pay less money. Whatever happened to that? Well, Steve Moore is with us and he's going to tell us. And what's it going to be like when it finally hits President Trump's desk?
And
we'll find out.
And if you're sick and tired of all the politics in those award shows, you might actually like the politics in this one. The Country Music Awards was last night. We'll share some of the highlights. And they do involve President Trump. 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game.